$1,000 in cash hidden in Jefferson's freezer. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and as the stock market was over 9,000 today, and they're trying to convince us that everything's fine, certainly housing sales are up, more people are buying homes than ever before. Of course, these are foreclosed homes. And, of course, if you look and see what's going on, of course, you'll find that the unemployment continues to fall. There are estimates that if you look at the total unemployment between the people who are actually unemployed and the people who are fit into the U6 category, which are partially unemployed or certainly have even given up or underemployed, that's why they're talking suddenly 25, some people say as many as 30 million Americans. But they tell us, that, of course, that the unemployment figures really lag behind. The economy can be coming back. It can be improving. And so you won't see that in the unemployment figures. So you really don't have much to worry about. Maybe we've turned the corner and maybe things are going to start getting better. But the truth of the matter is you can't have employment unless you have production. And we are not seeing increased production. And we're not seeing increased production because they have limited the credit. And the major banks are not lending. We saw recently where a Citi Finance, major financial institution that services over 1 million businesses here in the United States, they had to go out and actually borrow money to keep from going bankrupt. They had to pay 13% interest on $3 billion they lent, and a real serious question is how long they're going to be able to stay afloat even with that. We know that Delta Airlines was paying 17% interest just to get money so they could keep their planes in the air. And credit has been kept tight. They are not loaning here into major industries here in the United States. And until you have ready availability of credit, you can't have production. Until you have production, you can't have jobs. And when they tell you that we've turned the corner and everything's great, don't you believe it for 1 minute. And if you have any good sense, you're either going to get out of the stock market or not get back into it. But that's not, of course, what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking with Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Hi, Joel. How are we doing?
I'm fine. In fact, I am carrying part of that story that you just mentioned in tomorrow's World Affairs Brief. I think it's important to realize that unemployment is really not decreasing. Unemployment is simply not increasing as rapidly. But remember, even if we went to the point of not having any more job loss, it doesn't mean you've turned the corner and started back up to hiring again. That could go on for quite a while. And that economy, which is about 30% lower than the previous credit-driven economy, is really where I think the real economy is, and it needs to stay there for a while. It needs to stay there so that people get used to a lower level of economic velocity and activity so that they can adjust to that.
Okay, you go right ahead.
You know, John Brown of Euro-Pacific Capital gave analysis of this uptick in the stock market. He says, before we get lost in the euphoria of the 36% Dow rally in the spring, a little hindsight is in order. In March, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had plunged 53% down from its nominal 14,000 high in 2007. Despite recent gains, we're still 40% below the 2007 peak. So he says this is the brutal truth everyone seems to be ignoring in the euphoria to try to see green shoots out there. Last week he said Merrill Lynch, that storehouse of economic sagacity, he's being facetious, announced that the recession was over. Even the bearish New York University economist Nouriel Roubini was reported saying the worst is behind us. However, wishing earnestly for something does not make it so. Admittedly, the financial meltdown that threatened in late 2008 appears to have been contained, but it's been contained by what cure? Inflationary, you know, printing of money. In addition, the Federal Reserve's actions in the credit markets have held interest rates down and turned the yield curve positive. Credit markets have started to ease a little bit. In addition, Federal Reserve injection of trillions of dollars into the economy has boosted confidence, though that money has not got back out into the public because the banks that were the recipients of that trillion dollars invested it in the stock market. And voila, he says we have a 36% increase. It is due to the bailout money going there. In fact, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan had record profits, and those profits were attributed to what? Trading their own accounts in the stock market. I mean, these people are speculating with the bailout money. They're not using it to pay off these loans. They're making money with it. This is unconscionable, Dr. Stanton.
Well, not only that, but when you see that the money they're setting aside for bonuses for both of those companies, they make greed. I mean, they just incredible. Goldman Sachs is talking about something like $20 billion for this year. They're setting aside, I think, $6 billion for the second quarter, representing their great profits that they're making. But why isn't that money going to the stockholders? I mean, you would think that's where it would be going. Instead of giving, you know, billions of dollars in bonuses, much of which is simply being transferred from the American taxpayers to Goldman Sachs with such shenanigans as certainly the AIG payoff of the debentures for $12.5 billion, but nobody talks about that.
Well, that's right, and that's because they're part of the exclusive benefits club. As Cy Harding of Street Smart Report says the half a dozen or so banks that became too big to fail have had it good. They received billions in taxpayer bailout money and loan guarantees and were hand-fed lucrative deals to take over the choices of the less fortunate competitors. And now it's no wonder that they're making money hand over foot. He calls them the lucky dogs. He says they haven't been forced to return to lending as the primary source of business. They've left the economy stranded with the problem of unavailable credit, instead using bailout capital to make lucrative acquisitions and for market trading. Both Goldman and Morgan, he said, J.P. Morgan, are on the list of the top 10 program traders each week. Program trading, that is, large financial firms trading on their own accounts, makes up close to 40% of all trading on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, that's very telling statistics. It means that 40% of all trades are done just from the Wall Street firms trading their own funds. Now, given the fact that Brown said that the trading volume is light on this uptick in the stocks, it means that all of that volume, or most of that volume, could be attributed to insider trading from the big banks alone. Of course, as you mentioned, Goldman Sachs stunned everyone on Monday by reporting a huge $2.7 billion second quarter profit. J.P. Morgan reported second quarter earnings that were 36% higher than last year. And how is it that they are able to make those kinds of profits on investing? I think it's because they're part of the plunge protection team, and they know which way the market is going to be swung by the government manipulators. And obviously, as John Brown pointed out, they have access to zero interest rate loans at the foot of the Fed anytime they want it. And that's why Ben Bernanke will not allow Ron Paul's bill to get through to audit the Fed. He keeps saying it will stop or interfere with their monetary policy. What it will interfere with is it will allow the Congress to see where their money creation is going.
I agree with you totally, but I think the most important thing is that the big banks are not providing credit. You cannot have an industrial society without availability of credit, and they're withholding credit, and that is why we're not going to be increasing production, and that is why we're not going to see any a great increase in jobs. In fact, an awful lot of the jobs are being created just happen to be government jobs, where people are being paid to walk around with GPS indicators so they can mark every home in this country. But how many of these jobs are in the industrial positions? How many of them are producing? And very, very few of them.
Yes, that's all very true, Dr. Stan. There's a lot of counter forces in this economy as well. Many investors have become shell-shocked by the 40% erosion of their portfolios. They're not jumping back into the equity market, so this really is a lot of insider trading going on. Of course, the recent spate of federal deficit spending has placed an enormous strain on Treasury debt markets. The United States, of course, now faces a sharp interest rate increase and a loss of its AAA credit rating. So the economy's not out of the water yet.
No, and certainly our states, our municipalities, all of these governments are failing, and more of our major corporations are going to fail. How could the commercial market, the strip malls, the hotels, the motels, certainly major commercial developments, a lot of them are going to fall very, very soon.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Healer Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Joel Skousen, and we're talking about what is happening financially. And you pick up the story, Joel.
Well, Dr. Stan, I want to move on to a topic about state sovereignty. Many of conservatives have been buoyed up by the 20-plus states that have passed resolutions affirming their 10th Amendment rights. However, we note that Utah is conspicuously absent from that list. That's because they passed such a resolution years ago. But they've never done anything to demand it be enforced, and neither will any of the other states, I believe, that have passed these resolutions. They're merely meant to pacify conservatives. Conservatives are now enthused by the states of Montana and Tennessee, which have each passed their own Firearms Freedom Act, which provides that any firearm and ammunition that are manufactured, sold, and kept within the state are not subject to federal law or federal regulation. However, as Pastor Chuck Baldwin pointed out, one of my favorite commentators, the Fed has no intention of recognizing state supremacy. On the July 16th of this year, BATF Assistant Director Carson Carroll sent out an open letter to all firearms dealers within the states of Tennessee and Montana, telling them in no uncertain terms federal law supersedes the Tennessee and Montana Acts and all provisions of the Gun Control Act, and their corresponding regulations continue to apply. He says, you see, folks, in the minds of the politicians and bureaucrats in Washington, there's no such thing as constitutional government, no such thing as state sovereignty, and I hope and pray that Tennessee and Montana governors will tell them where to go and defend their state sovereignties. But I have seen no indication virtually that any of these governors are willing to do that. And so the Tenth Amendment, of course, doesn't have any effect unless states really demand that they demand their constitutional rights.
And I think you're absolutely right, because the people in Washington, D.C. don't believe in the Constitution they've sworn to uphold, and most of our federal bureaucrats don't believe in the Constitution they've sworn to uphold, and they're lawbreakers. But, of course, who's going to bring any action against them? Who would you appeal to? The government that doesn't believe in the Constitution? What we need to do, of course, is get back to our Constitution, get enough people who believe in it, and then, of course, make it an issue in the next election that we will never vote for anybody who has violated their oath to uphold the Constitution.
Well, the problem, of course, is that it's all too easy for politicians to swear allegiance to the Constitution and then to say wonderful things about it. People cheer. People are just snookered by wolves in sheep's clothing, and very few of them have the patience to watch for violations and get information such as yours and my newsletters and interviews that indicate when they have been violated. I mean, Obama, for example, is the classic case of being able to say the absolute truth and have no intention of abiding by it. I mean, you remember when he criticized George Bush for signing statements, that this was unconstitutional, there was no... And he did it himself just this last month. Signed a signing statement on the funding for Afghanistan that had to do with the World Bank. This is a big hot point with the left, that the World Bank and IMF put stringent financial, conservative financial criteria on loan countries to which who are recipients of loans, and they think these things are bad. But he's doing the same thing that President Bush did. Now, I happen to think that those restrictions are proper. They make them be more conservative. But, of course, we know that the purpose of the World Bank and IMF doing that is not to help the countries, but it is, in fact, to bring them into bankruptcy and give them more money until they can't pay for it so that the World Bank can enter in and the globalists can have more control over them.
That's exactly what we're doing. We're getting so far in debt that one of these days the IMF and the World Bank are going to start superseding our duly elected representatives and telling us what to do, and I don't think that day is too far away.
Well, of course, we control those two entities right now, so it won't happen as long as we're in control. We should much more fear what's happening with the Federal Reserve, and it's incredible for me, Stan, to watch Ben Bernanke do his dance to avoid this audit, this movement for an audit of the Fed that Ron Paul is sponsoring. Got shot down in the Senate this last week, and there were just very few Republicans that are willing to stand up against the Fed. And, of course, he made a big issue, Ben Bernanke did, that this is an intrusion on the independence of the Fed to have Congress looking over its shoulder. I mean, since when? You know, they want it both ways. They want to claim, first of all, that the Fed is part of the government when people claim that it's a private organization that owns all our money. And then when it's part of the federal government, subject to our regulation, they brag. And then when you try to regulate it, they say, oh, no, no, that's a violation of our independence. And, of course, what they're really looking to hide is to know where the money's going. You know, people like Goldman Sachs, who are part of the plunge protection team, actually have access to 0% money anytime they want it from the Fed. And there's no record of that borrowing, so they don't technically have to pay it back. But that's why they're making such huge profits. They've got billions and billions of money to speculate in the markets, to be able to drive the markets up or down and short the markets, and that's where they're making profits. And none of the other banks are making those profits. So that's what Ben Bernanke is hiding. Someday he'll have his day in court, just as Hank Paulson did at the hands of Congressman Stearns a year ago. I put that in tomorrow's World Affairs Brief, the link to the website. That it's just a scourging, grilling that Republican Congressman Stearns gives Hank Paulson and calls him on the fact that he got $200 million tax-free from Goldman Sachs when he left his job to become Secretary of the Treasury. And the reason is there's a little law that basically says that a person shall not be penalized if they have to liquidate stock in order to take a position in government. But you know, this makes it very convenient for them to take a two-year position in government and trade that position to other insiders, in turn allowing them to take out all of the money that they put into or had accrued that has not been paid to them to avoid taxes, take it all out at that time so they get these huge sums tax-free. I mean, you know, he talks about, I'm just a public servant earning, you know, $180,000 a year, and yet that tax-free subsidy, 30% of $20 million, is almost $7 million tax-free. I'm sorry, $200 million, so that's $70 million he just got tax-free. That was a gift from the federal government through that loophole.
And I think that anybody who thinks that Hank Bernanke gave up his salary there of, I think, $35 million a year, that was one of his, that was his salary, to take a job for $185,000 a year as Secretary of the Treasury, who thinks he did that because he was patriotic, they must be very, very, very naive.
That's right. And in fact, he got tax-free $70 million by being able to pull out all his accrued funds, which he had not accepted until this point. And that's the point. They wait until the government position comes along. And, of course, Timothy Geithner, you know, could easily give up what his $35,000 and other taxes that he had owing because he was able to pull the same thing. He had stock options and benefits that he could pull out of his lucrative job as head of the New York Fed. And when he joins the government, all that becomes tax-free.
These people give corruption and greed a bad name. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen. But the difficulty is you're not going to hear about this on most programs. And the way these people are simply raping and pillaging us and centralizing all power with Washington and impoverishing the American people. We'll be right back here at Genesis.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the e-book. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And Joel, before we go on, I want you to go ahead and get your telephone number out. I want you to get the information on how people can get to your website and get your information.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The best way to contact World Affairs Brief is to go to the website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And if people want a free sample issue of the World Affairs Brief, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And there's lots of free things on the website, especially major center portion after the synopsis of the brief is dedicated to presenting the top news stories of each day with summaries and links for you to go to. My research staff screens out the worst of them and puts out only the best of the conventional ones. And there's still a lot of information missing from the conventional stories, and that's the purpose of the World Affairs Brief, to put back in the information, critical information they purposely leave out, which then dramatically changes your opinion about the reasons behind the news and the direction in which it's going.
All right, for you, go right ahead.
Well, I'd like to talk about Sonia Sotomayor's nomination. It looks like it's a done deal. The Republicans have made only token resistance. And one of the things that your friend and mine, Debbie Kidd, brought up was that the Supreme Court nominee has been guilty of a major cover-up for a bankruptcy corruption case. And this was uncovered by a Dr. Richard Cordero. He has massive documentation. He holds a PhD in law from the University of Cambridge in England, a law degree from La Sorbonne in Paris, a master's of business administration, University of Michigan, a member of the state bar, has worked and been involved in 11 federal bankruptcies, and he's got the goods that shows that the case, that the Delano case that Sotomayor presided over, the judge, was a cover-up of a massive bankruptcy fraud. And what's interesting is that she did not list that case when she presented the list of her cases to the Senate for her confirmation, which shows that she knew this was not justifiable. Of course, as Rodney Stitch found out in his book, Defrauding America, there was a massive bankruptcy conspiracy in the west coast of the United States where they would force companies out of Chapter 11 involuntarily, into Chapter 7 for total liquidation. Companies that had a lot of assets that were worth that, and then they would sell those assets off to their friends and split up the profits gained by those below fire sale prices. And so this indicates that there is such a system as well. You know, there's other indications that Sotomayor is part of this group of controlled people who will take orders from above. She's part of the Granada Club, which was a Belize. Well, it's headquarters in Belize where they go for their vacations each year, and they're trying to imitate, of course, the Northern California Bohemian Grove, which was where all of the globalists, George W. Bush and on, meet, and they have their satanic agendas going on there. So this is one other indication here that we've got a corrupt judge on our hands, and that's why she's being put up. Obviously, she's being put up because she's a Hispanic and a Latino, and also because, she doesn't have much of a judicial record that's controversial, so this is an easy. But the clear thing, nobody gets put up as a nominee for Supreme Court unless they're a controlled entity. And this evidence, which I'm talking about in the brief by Dr. Cordero, indicates that she's a controlled entity.
All right. Well, certainly I disapprove of her for many, many reasons. One of the biggest reasons is that she has actually said that she thinks we should consider international law when we are considering the constitutional cases before the Supreme Court. And anybody who wants to go to international law, does not believe in the Constitution, and she is not fit to be a Supreme Court judge.
Yes, but of course, that's the Ruth Ginsburg's law of selecting a Supreme Court is that you will not require them to make any commitments to any particular judicial philosophy or view prior to going on the Supreme Court, and you shall not ask them about their opinions on any upcoming case. How would you rule? And everyone's abiding by that, and it's a cover for the fact that we're not allowed to scrutinize these nominees in terms of who will be a faithful followers of the Constitution. in the tradition of the founding fathers.
And I think if it's so interesting, she would always say, well, it is the purpose of the court judge not to make law, but to apply the law. And now one person asked her, well, where does the law come from? What is the basis of the law that you would be judging? Nobody would ask her, because the obvious solution answer to that would be, oh, the Constitution. Well, do you believe in the Constitution, and do you believe that international law trumps the Constitution? What would she say? Well, I should probably lie, but I think we all know that this woman is not fit to be a Supreme Court justice. In fact, I hate to tell you this. I hate to judge somebody by their looks, but she just looks evil to me.
Well, she also looks very dumpy to me, I'll say. I mean, this is not a sharp person. This is a person who's, a controlled entity. I'm frankly disgusted by the process. I'm disgusted by the fact that one of the important things that D.B. Kidd pointed out from Dr. Corvetto's testimony is the fact that he personally sent his evidence to all of the people on the committee, especially the Republicans, and D.B. Kidd had called them and made sure that they had received Dr. Corvetto's material. Not one of them had asked any question concerning this bankruptcy case. The Republicans were talking about. They're the ones who could have nailed it to the wall about it, and they didn't do it.
I think that tells us a lot about the Senate Republicans.
Yeah, the fix is in, Dr. Stan. Well, you know, the nation claims that they lost one of their greatest journalists, Walter Cronkite, this week. You and I both know Walter Cronkite was a rabid globalist and leftist who only made the appearances of the most trusted in America. This was a massive propaganda campaign to build up his credentials. In fact, after he retired, he engaged in many propaganda campaigns on behalf of the establishment. Notably was the very insidious debunking of the various conspiracy theories involved around JFK's assassination. He became the spokesman for that debunking, much like Popular Mechanics is on the 9/11 issue. A lot of people don't realize as well that it was admitted by The Nation magazine in the year 2000, a Marxist journal, frankly communist at that time, in a report on the death of one of their previous editors, Blair Clark. Blair Clark had served as the editor of The Nation from 1976 through 1978, a couple of the years that were very radical. He said whether it was calling on Philip Roth to recommend a Nation literary editor or persuading NBC President Richard Salent to make Walter Cronkite anchor of the CBS Evening News, Blair had a gift for the recognition of excellence. Well, this wasn't excellence, of course, but this tells us a thousand things about how this goes on. What the devil is, Richard Salent of CBS News doing, getting and taking the advice of Blair Clark, who at that time was known as a fellow traveler with communists? You know, it isn't really that he was a communist. In my opinion, he was like Alger Hiss. He was a person playing on the left, but he was really a globalist, and he was using that influence to facilitate communists around the world as well as to facilitate leftists like Walter Cronkite to move up in the world. And of course, after leaving CBS, Cronkite's political activism and offbeat ideas knew no restraint, as Joe Farah of World Net Daily said, when he appeared at the United Nations to accept the World Federalist Association Award, the Norman Cousins Global Governance Award, and that's very telling, he made the statement that Pat Robertson had written a book a few years ago that we should have a world government only when the Messiah arrives. Robertson wrote literally that any attempt to achieve it would be the work of the devil, and so Cronkite said, well, join me, I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
And anybody can watch that. It's up on the Internet, YouTube. Just type in YouTube, Walter Cronkite and Right Hand of Satan. YouTube, Walter Cronkite, Right Hand of Satan. Very telling. Very telling.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit it, you can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen, and we're at the last segment of our program. Joel, we got about 6 minutes. You wrap up today's program for us.
Well, we're talking about the death of Walter Cronkite and his true agenda as a leftist and as a globalist. He talked openly about his dream being the loss of American sovereignty and the issuance of a new world order. He said that would take a bitter pill, a lot of courage, a lot of faith in the new world order, of course. Later in an interview with the BBC, described his new world order as something sounded like a militaristic world dictatorship. He says, I wouldn't give up on the UN yet, he said. I think we're realizing that we are going to have an international rule of law. We need not only an executive to make international law, but we need the military forces to enforce that law and the judicial system to bring the criminals to justice before they have the opportunity to build military forces that use these horrible weapons that rogue nations and movements get a hold of. Well, of course, always using rogue nations excuse means, of course, that the United Nations has the world power to stop any legitimate nation from using weapons in the defense of their sovereignty. And of course, he spoke openly of the need to America to give up on that sovereignty. He says, we're not going to ever get there unless we keep pushing ourselves onto that road. So he's very much like Richard Gardner, a believer in the power of force. So I'm sure he's got a lot to explain to his maker now. This man is certainly going to spend some time in the lower place.
Well, I think that people have to understand that Walter Cronkite was subversive. He wanted to destroy the sovereignty of the United States, and that is a subversive goal and subversive purpose. And he used his platform in the media to push that agenda very, very quickly. Subtly, you know, but the fact that he is being so widely praised and not condemned statistically reflects the degree of control that exists over the media and over the thought process of the American people today.
Indeed. Another story I'm covering tomorrow is the bending of the rules for Dick Cheney's security. Former Vice President Dick Cheney's Secret Service protection has been extended for another 6 months, despite the fact that the law only allows 6 months of protection at taxpayer expense. Cheney asked for an extension, and President Obama gave it to him. Another indication, in my estimation, that Obama works with the same team that Cheney does. It's just like Clinton and the Bushes, you know. They weren't enemies politically. They used to meet at Kennebunkport all of the time. Father Bush, that is. And, you know, there's no reason why the taxpayer should pick up the tab on two counts. One, he alone is responsible for his bad reputation, for torture and spying on U.S. citizens that supposedly puts him at risk. And two, Cheney is extremely wealthy, having earned millions from his relationship with Halliburton after leaving Congress. And this also, of course, proves that this is an insider deal.
Could you speak up a little? You're just fading out, please.
I wouldn't be surprised if Dick Cheney got continual protection from the Secret Service even after this 6 months. Passes off.
It pays to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, one of the elite who rules our country. You get away with frank murder. It's not simply by accident that immediately after the September 11th attack, Dick Cheney and the entire White House staff went on Cipro in anticipation of an anthrax attack, but they didn't tell anybody else, and a couple of people died, and a couple of Democrat senators got anthrax-laden letters. Dick Cheney would have never gone on to Cipro, which is a potentially dangerous antibiotic, unless they had known the anthrax attack had come, and it was their obligation to tell the authorities, but they didn't do it.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, Obama is a master at saying the truth and having everyone cheer about the brashness of being able to tell the actual real truth as if he's going to abide by it, and then he never does. I remember I covered in the World Affairs Brief a couple of weeks ago how Obama has said he's never going to let North Korea get away with playing the game of the bad boy just to get rewarded by more incentives like previous administrations have done. And I thought, my goodness, he's revealing the secret tactic that all administrations have done to keep throwing technology transfers at North Korea even while labeling it an enemy. You know, playing this game of acting up and then offering incentives for the getting to back down. And I predicted in the World Affairs Brief this was another example of brazenly telling a truth that he had no intention of following through with. And now we know the truth. The administration had come out with their new roadmap to peace. Representative Kurt Campbell, their White House representative to the six-party talks with North Korea, has outlined the new roadmap. And sure enough, it's the same as the old two-track approach, where you have consequences and sanctions. And, of course, on the other hand, he said, we have new incentives for North Korea if they return to the talks and take irreversible steps to disarm. These incentives will be very attractive to North Korea, so they're going to buy their way through. But, in fact, they're only talking about taking steps in the direction of disarming. They never require that they go through with it. And North Korea always backs out at the last minute before they take down their reactors so that they can start them up again. But the U.S. always goes through with their portion of the bargain. In other words, Obama's claim that he was going to stop this pattern was an absolute lie. Nothing has changed.
And I think it's so important for the American people to understand that we are keeping the North Korean dictators in power. We are keeping Mugabe in power in Zimbabwe by humanitarian aid. In fact, we brought Fidel Castro to power, but we can't let the American people know that. We always create the best enemies money can buy. We're out of time, Joel. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, well, I do hope you, the listening audience, enjoy our every Thursday afternoon program here with Joel. This time, I always enjoy it, and I always learn from his commentary. I hope you do as well. Well, this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen. And if you're in a position to help, we hope many of you will consider seriously joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you can subscribe to our newsletter, or you can certainly get our tape of the month and get the four best tapes or CDs of the month and copy them and disseminate them and help us that way to get the word out across America. And believe me, more and more people are listening all across America. We can tell from the response we're getting. So if you're in a position to help, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you've never heard of my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution, Earl T. Smith, why, of course, it's in a DVD called World Revolution. World Revolution, to find out how we brought Fidel Castro to power. And we did bring Fidel Castro to power. And then, of course, we have a DVD put out by Servando Gonzalez, and it tells very much the same story. If you get these by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how we kept the communists in power, how we financed them, why, of course, that is the story. The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, we have a DVD by that title, my interview with Professor Sutton before he passed away. The book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy with Professor Sutton, written by Professor Sutton, or certainly the book Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, an excellent book which every American should have and read. We cover many of the same things, perhaps more detail in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then in a little pamphlet, The Communist-Capitalist Alliance, where actually we quote extensively from Solzhenitsyn, who talks about how the United States was doing everything they could to help the KGB maintain their control over the Russian people. But you see, we can't let the American people know that. And, of course, what conclusion? Was it simply that they wanted an enemy so they could justify a massive military establishment here in America? Well, I'm sure that was part of it. But even more than that were the dark spirits of forces that energized the people in control of our government, whose dream was a one-world government, who saw nothing wrong with communism, who wanted to establish the same type of government here in the United States. This is not imaginary, it's real. So let me suggest, once again, the DVD, The World Revolution, to show how we brought Fidel Castro to power, Servando Gonzalez's DVD on Fidel Castro and how he was brought to power. Certainly we carry the book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, the DVD, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy, the book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, the pamphlet, The Communist-Capitalist Alliance, and my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get these things. You need to get them circulated. And then remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. We've got to convince the American people